Yo, yo.
What's good, fam?
What's good, man?
Not much. You gave me good?
Yeah, I get you good.
All right, cool. I'm about to do the intro. We're going to get started, all right?
All right.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Diversity Podcast. It's Dion. Jack won't make it in today. I have a very special guest today. He has his own podcast, Questions About Roy. He's some guy I see very active on the internet and in the community. So got Corey Smith with us today. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about you, your podcast, your movement, whatever you want to tell people.
Hey, yo, I appreciate you having me on. This is Corey, better known as Roy from Questions by Roy. Of course, the featured co-host is Trill, Lance Terrell. And what we do is try to highlight the local Black-owned businesses or Black entrepreneurs, whether it be rappers, whether it be business moguls, whether it be, you know, anything supporting our brothers and sisters. And that's not to say that we want, you know, branch into diversity. That just means we want to give them the chance first and highlight, you know, what it is that they do and what they bring to the table. To show our support and our love for them. So that's pretty much the sum of Questions by Roy.
Appreciate that, my man. I know we messaged each other a little bit about what was going on today, but I'm just going to let people know exactly what this episode is.
Okay.
So essentially today, me and Corey, we're going to be talking about how dope growing up in the 90s were, you know? Right, like, right. Being a 90s kid, mm-hmm. Just everything good about it. And even though we didn't have the technology that we have today, that is what made it so much, like, what made it special. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So it's true.
That's going to be, like, the large or main portion of today. And then, I got a couple questions for you too, but we're going to spread it out here and there just so it's not like one big segment or whatever.
All right. Let's get it.
All right. So, in my opinion, mm-hmm. whether it be from the toys, the games, or just the overall culture, mm-hmm. being in the 90s mm-hmm. is, I'm not going to say the best generation because I don't want to down anyone's generation because everybody has their own feelings and tied to, you know, where they grew up in right. the time period they grew up. Right. But opinions aside, I think that, you know, it was the best time period to grow up just because you saw the way the old heads and everything did their thing. Mm. Now you see how the young kids are doing their thing. You saw the advancement of technology firsthand.
Alright.
Man. So all opinions and bias aside, I feel like that alone is a good indication of, you know, that's like
a that great was era.
A great era.
A great era, yeah.
You put media to the side alone.
Right.
It was a great era. Great era.
I definitely agree. You know, the 90s was a great era just because we got to see the transition of so many things prosper, you know,
like literally everything. Yeah. We've got to witness change, whether it be sports, TV, yeah. censorship in TV,
music, I mean, everything. You know, technology. I mean? You know, whether it be the transformation of gaming. Whether it be the way you listen to music, you know, the way you record music, the size of, I mean, you had computers where hard drives was like 128 megabytes. You know what I'm saying? But now you have computers where you got 10 terabytes of memory. That was unheard of back then, even for companies. Exactly. You know, so
the crazy thing is, to drive your point home, mm-hmm. the little phones that run all day, they're in our pocket, that's probably 5 to 10 times more space than those big desktop computers back
then. Exactly, man. Exactly.
It's not for it.
It's crazy to think that just 10, 20 years ago, you know, this phone would have been considered a phenomenon back then, you know.
Yeah,
because of what it can do. Hell, we didn't have camera phones or none of that. So, Instagram didn't exist. Facebook,
nothing.
You know, so
this takes so many steps out of things. You can literally start a business from your phone.
Exactly.
Years ago, there's no way.
Exactly. Back then, you kind of had to be original or be ahead of the curve when it came to certain things.
Exactly.
To kind of stand out. Now you can kind of, the things are kind of put in your lap to, you know, create business and revenue as long as you stay consistent, you know.
That's the biggest key. My brother was actually telling me that today because we were having like an hour-long conversation. And, you know, I brought up my stand-up comedy. I'm not sure if you know, but I do stand-up comedy.
Oh,
that's a big reason why I'm doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One is to just, when I start going hard on shows and stuff like that, people who listen to this and people who support me and Jack, because Jack, he's an amazing comic as well. Shout out to Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who listen to us and support us, one, they'll have something to be excited about.
Right.
Two, they'll get used to the type of comedy we do. Because I'm not sure if you listen to any of our episodes before, but we'd be wilding the fuck out on here.
Right.
Like, that's the easiest and simplest way to put it.
But that's it's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's easy for you to create that comedy because it represents who you are. So it's not like you're forcing it. It just naturally comes out and you're just trying to make sure that everybody around you gets adjusted to it that supports you. So definitely.
And then my bad.
No,
but on top of all of that, it's just on top of building a platform, on top of getting people used to the type of comedy I deliver, is getting me used to talking for long periods of time, my feet, and all kind of different things like that, because nothing is scripted here at the University Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not an episode, not a line, none of the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, me and Jack don't even record in the same room, as you can probably tell.
Yeah. Man, that's cool, though. I definitely we can relate to that too, because you know when we do episodes on Questions by Roy, it's nothing scripted, you know, it's just kind of you on live Facebook feed as well as meeting a lot of people for the first time, so you kind of just got to go with the flow. And I will admit at first it was like, man, you know, kind of nerve-wracking because you don't know how people react to certain questions or situations. Not everybody reacts the same. But
then on top of that, you're live too.
Yeah, so there's no mistake editing. You know what I'm saying? And you can't have a dry spot. A dry spot is like when it's dull. You can't do that, you know what I mean? Because then people that's watching is expecting you to have consistent flow of things, you know, it's supposed to be like water, so you always got to be kind of on your tippy toes to think of anything to kind of get things flowing, you know what I mean? It can never be just people sitting around looking at each other.
All right, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're off topic, but that's kind of a staple of the Diversity Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, when me and Jack first started this, we were at work. And we were just talking about just the comic life and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like, we should do a podcast. Like, we had decent chemistry together. No homo.
Right. But, right.
So, like, we should do it.
And you know, that's similar to knowing Trill since sixth grade, man. You know, he 31 years old, so you just imagine.
I'll go back, man.
Yeah. We done been through some ups and downs, some round and rounds, you know, everything. All type of things. So the chemistry comes naturally because you kind of, you get to know a person as if they were born with you, you know, your family. So it makes the decisions together a lot easier. You know?
Really? Because mm-hmm. y'all don't have to worry about butting heads on certain issues just because y'all already know how the other person thinks.
Exactly.
So if they brought it up and they want to pursue a certain idea, even if you don't wholeheartedly agree with it, you see that they brought it up for a reason.
Exactly.
And you are more likely to give it a try just to see where it goes.
Exactly. And it's a respect thing. You know, it's like you're willing to listen to your partner that you've been around a lot longer than somebody that you're trying something out with. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, if somebody I didn't know from off the street just came on and said, all right, I'm the new co-host of Diversity Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to change this, this, and this.
Right.
I'll listen. But at the same time, in my head, I'm going to be all like,
yeah. Going
on? Slow your way in,
yeah,
man.
Hey, man, hold up.
Exactly. Well, I feel like it'll be best to kind of keep things flow-wise,
yeah.
To just talk about certain aspects at a time,
right.
Instead of just confusing everybody and jumbling shit up, right. Which is what we typically do here on the Diversity Podcast.
That sounds good.
So first, I want to start with TV shows.
Okay.
Me personally, our TV shows by myself.
Oh, yeah.
We had the best cartoons. Like today, I understand, you know, I'm an adult and I'm not in the kid mind frame,
right.
Or the carefreeness and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even just looking at the animation, how the hell these kids watch these cartoons these days? It's beyond me.
Yeah.
It's above me now, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, man. I have to agree. They don't have Bobby's World, you know what I'm saying, Cat Dog, you know, Hey Arnold, a lot of that stuff that started in the early 90s, Rugrats, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
All that stuff.
And it's like every cartoon we had was a banger.
Yeah, it was the platform for cartoons that are coming out right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, like, we had Arthur, My man, even the Poor Kid cartoons with the shit.
Right.
Like Cyber Chase,
right.
Liberty's Kids, when you ain't had cable, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, hey.
Even those was it.
Magic School Bus, you know what I mean?
Right. Miss Frizzle was wild, though. I don't know how the fuck she became a teacher.
You know what I mean? But hey, a lot of those cartoons, although, like you said, you might not have cable, because hell, I didn't know what cable was, so I was like 11 or 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, they got a whole station for cartoons? You know? Instead of...
Then you start getting into the good shit.
Yeah. You know? Our Real Monsters. Our
Bro.
Boom, you know, all that crazy shit.
Cow and Chicken.
Yeah, Cow and Chicken.
Fucking Invader Zim.
Johnny Bravo. You know?
All man.
Shit. Yeah.
I blame Johnny Bravo for all the thirsty niggas we got out here.
Hey, man. Shout out to Johnny Bravo, man. He's a true player to the heart. Never gave up.
For real. Like, that confidence is what I want to have.
There you go. That kind of been shot down 2,789 times with that one time.
Per episode, Jay.
First episode. And I still remember him. Yeah.
Johnny Flexing Bro. Hard.
But you know, hey, man, a lot again, but. Some of our cartoons had purpose too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they would teach you right from wrong. They would give you scenarios. A lot of our cartoons gave us scenarios where we could learn from.
Yeah, like Arthur?
Yeah, for real.
I used to watch Arthur every day before school.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in prime time at Butler Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And we watching fucking Arthur.
Arthur, man.
Arthur was dealing with bullies and shit,
right.
Whether it be directly or indirectly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether it was him or one of his homies.
Mm-hmm. Little Bear.
Like, oh, bro. Definitely.
Yeah.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
What? Franklin? Yeah, man.
Oh, man. The only cartoon from my childhood that I'm not a fan of, even though my Instagram username is named after him, is Caillou.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a fan of him either, man.
Caillou was a little bitch, bro. Like, growing up as a black kid, I'm just like, bro, you soft.
I can never relate. That's why I guess it, you know. For us, like,
if you grew up in a black household, right. None of this shit will fly.
Right. Like, man, took your ass outside crying about that little ass shit, man.
That's why you ain't got no hair now. Oh,
man, I always thought it had cancer, man, but I ain't wanted to take it then. You know, I thought fact. The chemo took the hair away, but hey, man, my bad.
Right. But the crazy thing about TV in the 90s, like, as an adult, now that I think about it, it's like, as we grew up, TV grew up with us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you had the dope-ass cartoons. You had the Recesses of the world, the Dogs of the world, the Kablams of the world, all that shit. But then you had Nick at Night. So you had the Drink and Josh, the Keenan and Kel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they would notice that as you get a certain age and when your bedtime got a little later, you might not always be in the cartoons. So here's some kids a little bit older than you, around your age range, acting the ass, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I would say, too, a show that kind of grew up with us what was the one with Corey and Topanga?
Boy Meets World?
Yeah, Boy Meets World. That show grew up with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Feeny was a real one, bro.
Yeah. Man, that Mr. Feeny was like the uncle that you wish you had.
Like, the thing is, I know a lot of people who don't watch a lot of TV or never watched a lot of TV or weren't raised in that way look at me funny for saying this, but some characters you learn a whole lot from.
Right. Yeah. Because it taught you value, man. Values, you know. Like, today all these kids know is fucking Instagram,
all they know is you,
TikTok, dancing. You know right. What I'm saying? Don't get me wrong.
We was with all that fuck shit too, yeah, but at the same time, at least our TV taught us a little something.
Exactly. I can't even begin to tell you what cartoons are on there today. I know SpongeBob still runs, but that's only because that's been around since I was in
growing up.
Yeah. First episode, I think, first came on when I was in high school. So, hey, you know.
Oh, I forgot you're a little older than me. Yeah,
just a little. Yeah.
You my brother, Abe. Ain't no worries.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, man. One show that I wish could replace SpongeBob, because don't get me wrong, SpongeBob was cool, but now it's getting a little suspect. I was going to say the G word, but ain't no telling who
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, though, a reason I can't say nothing about that is because, what was that? Ren and Stimpy, man.
Ren and Stimpy.
When I go
so
back
wild.
And look at what they was doing,
how the fuck they let us watch this?
How is this possible? Who approved this?
And that shit was on Nickelodeon. After a while, they got smart and moved it to MTV, but still.
Who approved this, man? But you know, we had a variety of different choices because we had Ren and Stimpy. You know, was more so for the teenager crowd,
right?
You know, going transition to a teenager, just like Beavis and Butthead and South Park.
That was
you know
shit.
What I mean? South Park. All that stuff was for if you're a little older than. You know, 10 years old. If you're a little younger, then of course you're watching all that. You watch, you know, all of Hey Arnold, the Rugrats, and all that stuff.
Keenan and Kel and all of that.
Right. As you get older, you start to understand what South Park is talking about, how brutal it is. Beavis and Butthead. So, you know, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. But we had different choices. Different age groups and different mindsets. Everybody.
Yeah, because like the older you got, and one thing that I didn't notice about us as a people, not just like the human race, we unconsciously learn things.
Facts.
Right? Facts. And one thing that I started to pick up, especially recently since I started being a comic, is you start to understand different kinds of comedy, even though you don't understand that you're understanding different kinds of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when the Beavis and Buttheads and stuff like that, watching it growing up, I'm like, these niggas are weird. Now I'm watching, I'm like, oh, this is gold.
Right. Right. I agree. Definitely agree.
So, oh man, I have so much to say on this. Whether you go to the Disney Channel original movies, man.
What was that? They used to have like seasonal movies, like
Halloween Town and Luck of the Irish.
Halloween Town was the rawest movie back then for us. You know,
I used to wait for that shit to come on every Halloween.
Every Halloween, you know, but it was something you can build tradition off of. Like you knew what time stuff was coming on for us when we was going. Mm-hmm. Like,
every day at 8 o'clock the movie comes.
Right, every day, and then the weekends was Saturday. The whole Saturday jumping from morning to night.
I'm glad you brought up Saturday, because I almost move on to the next topic. Mm-hmm. Not even bringing up the Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
The Animaniacs, the WBs of the world, and shit like that.
Oh, man. The most slept on series, I feel like, is Animaniacs, because they pushed the envelope a little bit further than most cartoons would. You know what I'm saying? They were a little bit more crazy.
And it still wasn't like... It was more than SpongeBob at the time, but it wasn't quite family. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they was reaching, but it still wasn't inappropriate for little kids to watch at times.
Right. Facts. I love it.
So
man. I love it. It's I really wish I could go back. Just for
the Lucha shit, the one with the little Mexican guy and the mask wrestling and shit.
Oh yeah.
Lucha Libre or whatever.
Exactly. I remember the tick. Remember that, man? It was a big, muscular blue dude, Doc Green Duck. I mean, it was so many cartoons. It was crazy, man. Crazy.
Exactly. And to kind of wrap that into how today is set up, like, kids of like this day and age, I low key feel bad for them because they just got the same shit on repeat. And I feel like we were spoiled with just such good content.
I think for us, it was so much competition amongst studios back then. Like Nickelodeon was going at Disney so hard. You know what I mean? WB was getting in the game with Animaniacs. You know, Fox and CBS, you know, all of them was trying to come up with their own series of cartoons, because back then, like, the cereal companies was heavy on promotion. McDonald's, Burger King, you know what I mean? Like, all of that stuff. And toys were being bought because we had Toys R Us. You could actually go in and play with toys instead of Amazon.
Or watching kids play with them.
Yeah. You had to go.
I'll never understand that.
We're in a day and era where kids are weird and watch other kids play with toys. What the hell?
Like, they don't want to go outside.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Play some football in the yard or hang out in them little green electrical boxes or play tag and shit.
Pick them up, bust them up.
I used to stay on the corner, so I had one of them green electrical things like right in front of my house.
Yeah,
like, when I tell you, I used to be posted.
Yeah,
I used to be posted waiting for the squad to come play basketball or something.
For sure, that's all right.
For the fucking Capri Sun or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Play around the world, shoot for 1 point. First person to make it to the end, win.
Mm-hmm. Around the world. You know what I'm saying? A horse.
Horse, 21.
Oh, and we had a big ass front yard, so we had you know what I'm saying? So all the kids in the neighborhood, or at least on my street, would pull up and play football. Mm-hmm. But I played for the Stallions, and niggas knew about me, so I was like, nigga, we ain't tackling. You too big for that shit.
Street football, too, boy. I done destroyed
when the lights came on.
Too, unfortunately.
When them lights come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to go now.
Time to go in the house.
Wash your ass because you smell like outside.
See, our mothers were concerned with... I mean, they was concerned. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't all about your kid getting abducted and all that. Because we had neighborhoods that were still rocking with each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Neighbors actually knew each other.
Yeah, so...
So if my pop's in his room or something,
exactly,
and I'm playing with the lady across the street, kid, mm-hmm. the lady from across the street, she on the porch making sure don't not pop up.
Exactly.
Or vice versa.
Exactly. We ain't got that no more. We was the last era that was able to experience that unity. That's gone.
Reference. Now I'm about to transition just a little bit into games, toys, and the evolution of video games. You're going to kind of bundle all this up in one. All
right.
So, the toy is mine. Now, I look at them as they was like low-key stupid. But at the time, nigga, they was lit, nigga. We had Bop It, Tamagotchi, mm-hmm. Twister first came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Game Boys.
Man, look. I'll never forget experiencing the Game Boy for the first time in my life. It was like as if Jesus himself came down and touched my hands.
I'm telling you. Used to be bothering your mama about some damn batteries.
What? When I say that shit took four double A's and it would be dead. If you played it for about 5 hours straight, it was over by the next day. It was done. And you had no batteries at that time. It was just regular dangle.
Mm-hmm. And then them big ass things, you still try to put them in your pocket to take to school. You might be like, what's that in your pocket? Oh, nothing.
Still trying to give put it in your shit. Pocket. And that shit felt like a half fold book folded into your pocket. Then mine, the back end was back, so I had to tape it.
Oh, bruh. I remember on my Game Boy Advance. See, this one took only two batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got my Game Boy Advance before I got the regular Game Boy.
Man.
So, I lost the back to mine, so I used to have to always tape the back so all the batteries won't fall out. Because I hate being in the middle of Pokemon or some shit. Man. In the middle of a battle. Fucking trying to steer my controller like a steering wheel,
mm-hmm.
and a goddamn battery fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the shit don't save.
Oh, so. It don't. That's the crucial part about it. It ain't gonna save it for damn. They like, fuck you, man. You should save the shit.
It's like, you got a big dog. You made it this far last time, right?
Right. And for me, you know, the fat game or the original joint was no color. So, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had Game Boys with no color.
My first Game Boy with color, I'll never forget. I'm telling you, Jesus came and visited me again. Because I was so excited.
Jesus rock with you.
I'm telling you. It was the Pokemon Yellow version Pikachu edition Game Boy color. That's the first one, bro. It was yellow with the red and green buttons and the blue, you know, directional pad. And it came with Pokemon Yellow. Because at the time, we had Pokemon Red and Blue, which was Charizard and Blastoise. And then it came out with a Pikachu version, which was Pokemon Yellow. Boy, I lost my mind.
I know you was glad you didn't have to use that little light you had to plug into the side no more.
Man! But this is the thing, though. It's the thing, man.
All right.
Just because it was color didn't mean you still didn't need a light.
Oh, no. Yeah. I forgot brightness is a new thing.
Yeah, that wasn't a feature yet. So, mine, the Game Boy Advance came out after the color, because at that time, you know, color was the stat. You still, even with the, I got the Game Boy Advance too. You had to have that little plug-in light top thing, you know what I mean? That kind of reflected and showed you everything. And imagine trying to play that. You're supposed to be taking your ass to bed, your mama busting your room, and see that big
ass. What's that little light, man? The hell is that little light?
You trying to speak out. Get your ass. I done got tore up plenty of time behind playing Tony Hawk, man. God damn.
Bruh, don't get me started on the PSP. The PSP, in my opinion, is the coldest handheld thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's even better than the PS Vita that came out later.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Because real games actually came out on the PS Vita. Not PS Vita, PSP.
PSP,
you can play Madden, NBA Live.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having that Family Guy game for some reason. I don't remember playing it. I just remember having it and never wanting to play it.
The PSP, the good thing about it was it actually had the light feature built into it. And like you said,
and you didn't need batteries.
Exactly. You didn't
lose your charger, you fucked, but you ain't need batteries.
You didn't need it at all. And it came with the physical little disc things that you could pop in and out the back, which made it great, you know, compared to my Vita. But
and by then, for me, when I first got mine, I was in middle school, so I could just pop that in the backpack. I ain't got to worry about putting that in my pocket.
Exactly.
Play it on the bus, in class, get it took.
And we had, you know, the toys too, man. Like, you know, you had Micro Machines, you had, like you said, you had Bop It. You had a lot of games that was created for the first time. Family games, Battleship, you know, all type of stuff that was kind of interactive. You know, Uno right. had started popping off. The Rubik's Cube had started jumping off.
Remember them ugly ass moon shoes?
Oh man, that shit was the dumbest idea I've ever seen in my life. But people really thought you could jump in them shits and jump to them. But get your ass out of here.
I ain't gonna lie, like the first 3 days I had moon shoes was lit as hell.
Me ain't got bored.
Hey, you be annoying the hell out your parents.
I remember
walking in, bouncing, looking like Bambi.
Right. You had rollerblades, you know, everybody was trying to do the skating thing, the pogo stick thing, you know what I mean? And then you had those boxing gloves.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You used to be going around punching each other, Stretch Armstrong had him. You know?
The Hulk hands.
Yeah, man, you know? So,
I used to be trying to knock niggas out with the Hulk hands.
Oh, man. And then they made sounds. So you punch somebody with the jank. It was terrible.
Bro, how did I forget the Super Soaker?
The Super Soaker, for sure. But not in the dark. You know, the Nerf guns, man. The Nerf guns was real heavy back then too.
But we actually had imagination back then. So shit.
Exactly.
You get you a Nerf gun, and you get you a Super Soaker. You think you in Iran?
Man, I never forget me and the neighborhood. It was the neighborhood that my cousin stayed in on the south side off a street called Peach Street. And one summer, man, I think every kid had a Super Soaker, a bike, a Nerf gun, and you would have swore it was down World War III because everybody was for themselves, but they had parents filling up buckets full of goddamn water balloons, so it just felt like like you was at a water park. It was just so much going on, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, sprinklers back in the day.
Exactly.
Sprinklers back in the day was lit.
People had water hose sprinklers. Drinking out the water hose. If you're thirsty, you don't take your ass in the house. Drink out the side of the house. Open up.
Man, look, water holds water from age like 4 to like 14 is the best water I've ever
had. Best water. Boy, you play basketball all day and drink that. You be straight.
especially when the sun real hot out.
Yes, sir.
And it's been cooking that rubber just a touch.
Yes, sir.
Man, look.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's scared of that shit.
Now everybody's thinking you get coronavirus. Man, get your ass out there and drink that damn water.
Man. Good if time. If they even drink water these days.
Right. Facts. True.
True. But I'm not here to roast the new generation.
Right. Facts, man.
So we're gonna take a little break from talking about back in the day, and I got a couple questions for you if that's cool. All
right, go ahead.
So I saw your interview, by the way. Very good camera presence, bro.
Hey man, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna ask you this and then give you my opinion on the same question. All
right.
So being that a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, niggas,
mm-hmm.
are not really, we don't really know what a podcast is. We don't really listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, what made you want to start a podcast? Knowing that challenge.
Well, originally, it started out just being, I wanted a platform for Facebook Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people get the word podcast misconstrued with Facebook Live shows, although I have both, like you know, as yourself, mm-hmm. I have the podcast and the Facebook Live show. A good friend of mine that, Heavy Traffic Entertainment, he just so happened to have a platform for podcasting and kind of heard my idea. And he was like, hey, man, why don't you bring that idea and combine the two and start it off at the same time? You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. that's what kind of led to it. And I must say, man, it makes you critique your wording. It makes you understand that, you know, everybody doesn't accept what you have to say, and you kind of gotta mm-hmm. be careful with some things you say, in a sense. You don't want to offend right. nobody, but that's what initially made me start the podcast, because it broadens the horizon for me to have a platform for my people, like I said in the beginning, and whoever else I decide to bring on the show.
That's smart. That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
See, me personally, right? I've been wanting to do a podcast for like, say about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay. Okay.
And just because, here was the thing that really pushed it forward. I know you're gonna laugh at me, but I was wilding then.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to this one podcast back in the day, me and my friend. And we all like the same podcast. So whenever we chilling or going to go bowl or just hanging out or doing whatever, we all listen to this podcast called Unpopular Opinion.
Okay.
And one of their episodes threw me for a loop. Just to give you a small recap. Mm-hmm. Is the episode's called Emo Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what emos are, those like yeah. big ass birds?
Yeah.
So apparently there was a massive overpopulation of those in Australia. Australia sent the Royal Guards to go cure some of the overpopulation of the emos by killing them, and they lost.
Mm.
And like at least 100 Australian Royal Guard members were killed in that effort.
Damn.
True shit, you can Google.
That's crazy.
So, I had a Twitter, but I never really used it. Like, I low-key used to be lame as hell too recently. But, but I never really used it, and my friends, they didn't have Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know why my friend's sister decided the four of us would be a good idea to babysit her kid.
Mm.
So, the four of us, I'm air quoting this,
right.
babysitting.
Yes.
Kid,
yes.
And they create their Twitters, I reactivate mine, and we're all talking about who we're gonna follow and all this other kind of stuff. And Like, we're just in the living room watching Netflix, talking about who we should follow on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So we see the people from the Unpopular Opinion on Twitter, so we all decide to follow them, and we tweet at them. So it's all four of us and all the hosts from that show, and we're going back and forth for like an hour.
Right.
And even though I know they're not a crazy, crazy big podcast, or I know they're not celebrities, but the fact that these people acknowledged us was just like the coolest shit ever.
Right.
Like, they're talking to us, we're tweeting back and forth for like an hour, we're bullshitting, you know, fake threats, jokes, all kind of stuff like that.
Right.
And it almost felt like I was on the episode of that show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, I was all like, I want to do some shit like that, just because there's no telling who I can reach, because, like, I'm well-versed in a lot of different things. Like, whether it be football, basketball, anime, mm-hmm. cartoons, movies, whatever, I'm into a lot of different things, so I can bring a lot of different aspects to my show.
Right.
You know, with a lot of different aspects, you can reach a lot of different types of people. And I would love to give somebody that feeling, and I felt that. Essentially.
Right.
That's if that dope. Makes sense.
No, that does make sense, man. That's dope. You, I would say continue on, man, because it's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Today I went to an event called The Pull Up, made by Deco, here in Savannah at Island Breeze, and she supports a lot of, you know, African American businesses and artists and poets and things of that nature. And just walking in there and knowing that years ago that probably wouldn't have been my crowd, but now, you know, me being on the podcast and mingling with different people, it kind of puts you in the circle of people that you might not have hung with before.
Right. Because you're trying to do something nice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then when I walk in there and people are dapping you up, they're like, hey, bro, what's up, man? It's like, damn, bro, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
like, you're going in trying to be low key, but Right. Everybody knows who you are. So.
Right. People know who you are. And I appreciate it. It's sometimes shocking to me because, like, man, you know, I don't look at it like I'm trying to tame or anything. It's just, that's my people. It just so happened that everybody gain and understand what it is because it's getting shares and views and things of that nature. So I definitely understand and appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, like that was my big thing. And then I thought about it and then, you know, self-doubted the bitch, right?
Right.
So right. I put it off. 2018, I tried to start it,
mm-hmm.
but I just wasn't consistent. I was going through a lot mentally at the time. I was trying to grow, acquire peace, and all kind of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I wanted to do it, I didn't have I just wasn't in the right mind frame to do it.
Right.
And what upsets me, the only thing that I regret about that time period is that there's this guy I follow on YouTube. Hilarious guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's from New York. He's called the Chiseled Adonis. He makes all the football commentary videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit him up, just like I hit you up, and asked him to be on an episode of the podcast.
Right.
First time we tried it, our phone was shit, and we couldn't hear each other. Mm. You know. But I messaged him. I apologized. I was like, sorry for wasting your time, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. My phone's fucking up. And mind you, this guy has like 98,000 subscribers at the time. He's like, you know what? I understand. Shit happened.
All right.
Get you a new phone. Holler at me. We'll do it again.
All right. You know, mistakes are, you can't control certain things, man. We still human. You know what I'm saying? Things gonna happen. Mistakes gonna happen. Hell, the power could cut off of your phone right now. You just never know. But, you know, it just all depends on the guests that you're dealing with. And for people to make, it makes your nerves a lot easier when you know that a person is here to support your show, not to really, you know, bring light to what they have going on, but more so to support your show So if something does happen, it's like, hey man, whenever you get a chance, give it back on. Just, I'm ready when you're ready.
Right. So the cool thing is, like, before I even messaged them or even thought about doing a podcast thing, I followed them on IG, and you know, we share memes. Like, I send him some shit that I know would kind of jab at him and poke at him a little bit. Like, so there's a Pittsburgh Steeler meme about how they suck that week. He's a Steelers fan. I just send it to him, talk a little shit. He sends something back, talk a little shit, something like that.
Right.
So the second time comes around, brand new phone. I hit him up the day I got it just so nothing can happen. We made an amazing episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't record.
Oh, no.
So at that point, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother, bro. I'm just going to leave it alone. It should be a sign that I should focus on myself for a little bit.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to do this.
Man, look. I've had people flake out at the last moment that was supposed to come out, and I had to scramble to find guests. I've had, you know, situations where things could be controversial, bringing certain people on at the same time, and everything is squared away before we decide to press record. Hell, the last three of my episodes, in the midst of Facebook Live going on, my Facebook just shut off.
You know what I mean? Yikes.
It just shut off, like, mid having 60, 70 viewers, you know, at the same time. It just shut off, like, after an hour, 30 minutes. So, I don't need, at first it bothered me. At first it was like, damn, you know, because you try to stay relevant, you try to stay consistent.
Exactly.
But it's like, at this point, I'm doing it to prove to myself that I'm disciplined enough to stay consistent, and whatever else comes with it, whether it's positive or negative, comes with it. You know what I'm saying? It's out of my hands. So
I feel that.
That's how I look at it, man. Keep pushing.
But yeah, before I even necessarily knew who you were, I saw the very first Men vs. Women episode. I'm in my room, I'm streaming it to my TV, drinking a little drink, and I'm just watching, seeing what this is all about.
Right.
And from, because I watched it live.
Right.
From that episode on, I was all like, even if I never talk to this nigga, see this nigga a day in my life, I'm going to share this shit. Yeah. I'm going to share this shit. I'm going to share his shit. He's obviously trying to do something that's different.
Right.
So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't need to be best friends with the nigga or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Just to support him.
No, I appreciate it, man. I definitely appreciate it. If I don't say it enough, my whole team appreciate it. You know, it gets a little, it gets overwhelming sometimes, because you don't never want to miss anybody that shows you love. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you be so spread thin because it be so much shit going on, or you know, this, you know, you gotta go support,
whether it be life or the show, you know what I'm saying? It's
right,
because like me, a lot of people tell me I shouldn't, nobody's gonna listen to it, nobody gives a damn about your show, stuff like that. And honestly, other than my first episode, like my first episode is like at like 26 views right now.
Hey, there you go.
And each episode is like 6, 4, 10, whatever, but I actually enjoy doing this, so I don't care.
Exactly.
Then on top of that, like the day I first hit you up, I woke up and I was all like, there's other people in the city trying to do shit.
Right.
I woke up and that's the first thought to pop in my head.
Yeah.
All like, why not reach out?
Facts.
So I hit up all the people I know who was doing, you know, whether they're a rapper or an artist or you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Shit, the worst they can say is no.
Right. Hey, look, from, I knew, because I thought, you know, originally you was trying to play for last week, which is cool, and that was my fault, because, you know, some things came up. But I was telling my lady this morning, I was like, I got to do a podcast today. So, you know, it's such time, man. I mean, expect to see me, or, you know, I'm kind of my thing. I'll holler at you later. And she was like, how long is it going to take? I said, that don't matter. I'll let you live. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool, man. I'm rocking with you. Regardless, if you ever need questions about Roy, whether it's me or the team, you know, we try to support everybody that's doing something. Not only for the
players,
but for the city, for sure.
I got you. Yeah. And I'm getting my money out right now, but when I actually decide to video some of the stuff and actually make it a little bit more personal,
yeah,
I'm going to need some tips from you, but we'll handle that when that comes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. So, we talked about games.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a good last topic to discuss or whatever
mm-hmm.
would just be just the culture then.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever you want to throw in, like, it could be any media reference, anything, but just the overall culture that we grew up in that kind of made us the way we are. And, like, a lot of last that we never saw coming and never even noticed till later on.
Mm-hmm. I think for us, for one, the music played a huge part in the culture. Changes in the 90s, rap was prevalent. Rap and R&B had just started to get in respect that it was due for the longest time.
Oh,
you know, unfortunately, we lost two legends, you know, Tupac and Biggie, around the same time due to the cultural differences that we had, because it was beefs was huge at that time.
Well, definitely. Like, they were actually real then.
Yeah, but it was real. It was real. It was like, it was kind of like, you know, when we was growing up, neighborhoods wasn't rocking with other neighborhoods in the city. And if you was from a wrong side of town on another side of town, it could possibly cost you your life. But at our age, it was gonna cost you getting jumped or beaten sleep. One of the two.
Maybe both.
So, you know, I think music played a huge more impression than it does now. Like, for kids, they just kind of go with what's popular, what's the dancing trend, what, you know, what technique can they learn to kind of go with some TikTok video or something of that nature. But back then, you know, it was more so supporting the artist, buy an album.
Having CDs? Oh, man.
Yeah,
the CD. Let me tell you about my brother's CD case. Oh, my goodness. Because, like, let's say I'm 24.
Right.
My brother just turned 32 last month.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, the age thing then, man, I remember going in this man's car. The bootleg CDs from DJ Hot Rod. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's slipping through CDs, wiping it off, putting toothpaste on it and shit.
Yes, sir. You had the CD player with the featured note, this non-skip feature.
Like, oh, man.
Bout
CD players before then was whack.
Oh, man.
You be on the bus trying to listen to someone with them big ass headphones on.
If you tip it,
the bus hit a pothole, you're missing 20 seconds of the song.
Exactly. And it scratched the CD. When it scratched the CD,
that I didn't know.
It's over.
That I didn't know.
It was scratched to the point where it didn't always be the favorite part. It'll never be like the part you don't care about. It'll always be your favorite part.
Right.
But, you know, burning music, you know, LimeWire.
Bro, MP3 player changed the game, bro.
Bro, it changed everything. You know, it changed everything. It made hustlers out of people that used to sell candy, was now selling CDs. And,
oh, bro. I know kids in middle school and high school, you would give them a list of songs that you wanted.
There you go.
Give them your MP3 player at $10. And they have it to you in a day or two.
Have every song. I mean, it might be like, how much songs I can put on there, bro? Shit, you put like 30, 40 on there. Shit, all right, cool. have every song you could think of you want on there. And you have spent the money. Yeah. You know, it was worth it back then. That's when the difference between now and then is the hustler, the hustler mindset back then. A lot of people was on the hustle.
Whether it be washing cars.
Washing cars, cutting grass. You was more so about getting the money. Getting to the money and doing it yourself instead of asking or cash at me. Man, you'll get the hell out of here.
I ain't gonna lie. I see this Lara post all the time from different people. Put your Cash App on Facebook. It's like a homeless man shaking a cup.
Yeah. Come on, let's shake a cup full of change. Yeah,
man,
right.
Anybody gonna Cash App you, though?
Yeah. Oh, especially on the birthday. You spend a Cash App. Bitch, don't bother with Cash App,
dude. Man, screenshot that shit again. I'm gonna beat your ass.
What the hell wrong with y'all? Man, I said the music, I said the mentality, the hustle mentality, and you know, the camaraderie we had back then amongst.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know, being with your homeboys, looking out for your homeboys, and things like that. You know, with all this Instagram and Facebook, it kind of puts people to just focus on themselves instead of worry about people that surround them or giving a damn. You know,
right.
Like your friend could be going through something back then and you'll notice it. You know, you'd be like, you're willing to talk. Not to say that.
Go to the crib, play some GameCube, talk it out.
Talk it out, you know? You might cry, whatever, and that stays on the street. Now you got partners that are trying to make a fool out you, you know, or post something stupid or indirect. And, you know,
or you tell your partner something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes a subliminal post later and it's like, damn, I thought I could trust you.
There you go. So, you know, it different times, man. I love the 90s, you know. It made me who I am, you know, today.
Definitely.
Because we had so much. I got to see the transition and so much. So, shout out to everybody that grew up in that era, man.
Definitely. And I feel like I just have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
We not knocking you if you didn't grow up in that area.
Yeah, for sure.
From our perspective,
mm-hmm.
It was the shit.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
All right, my man. Anything else you want to say about yourself, your age, or anything you want to tell the fans before you head out?
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me. You know, if I could do a shout out to my team at Happy Traffic Enterprises. You know, again, I'm Questions by Roy, and I am Roy, Questions by Roy. Shout out Trill, shout out Chardonnay Martin, who's a part of the team as well, and shout out you all for, man, the Diversity Podcast for having me on.
Man, thank you. I know it may not seem like shit. I know it's only an hour at the time, but I really appreciate you pulling up, showing up, you know, engaging. And, you know, fuck with the Diversity Podcast, man. I appreciate that shit.
Hey, man, anytime. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. We don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about just yet. But we never do, so.
Right.
That's the episode.